today like for you?
Today was good. You know, we did well, had a good practice. Want to come in and work. Our first minicamp practice, just come out here and show what we learned in meetings, things like that, and come ahead and execute. So it was good.
You've dreamed for a long time, I imagine, of being in the NFL. This is kind of a moment where you see the logo, you're out on the field. I mean, it's kind of a surreal moment in any way?
No, it's time to get to work, you know. We had that process. You get drafted, you get called, and deciding with your family and things like that. When you get here, it's time to work. It's a job now.
What's it like to be a draft pick where there are such high expectations?
I love pressure. So you guys come in here, execute, learn. Make sure you know what you're doing, paying attention to meeting, studying, taking care of responsibility. You're a grown man. Like I said, it's a job, so come out here and be ready to execute.
A lot of the veterans we talked to this week were just marveling just at your size, but I know you're somebody that prides yourself on more than just being a big back, right? You want to be a complete running back.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's all good and stuff, but I want to earn my respect by how I work on the field, knowing that I know myself and ready to help this organization win.
What does it mean to you that some of the veterans who normally wouldn't pay any attention to rookies are already talking about you?
It's all good, but, I mean, it all go away if you know what you're doing, and you can help contribute to the team and earn your respect. So, some main focus is learning everything and going to execute so I can play.
You have to check your ego at the door?
I'm definitely always thankful for what God's blessed me with, but, you know, I'm just coming ready to work so I can help this team and go out there and practice, pay attention to meetings, and be a pro.
You're used to winning in college. This is a franchise that's had a hard time winning. But you're here to help, obviously, right?
Definitely here to help when they turn this around. I'm sure that's why they're drafting you. You know, I mean, last year was a down year, but we look forward and, you know, get out of the way and get ready to come out here and execute like we did today and get in with the vets and get this thing rolling.
Anything you did today that you say, wow, I need to be better at, or did you feel really good about what you did today?
I need to get better at everything. They wanted to practice, but, you know, it was good to get out there and fly around and play fast. But definitely it's a learning process. I want to get better at everything.
DeMarco Murray was pretty quick to say how excited he was that you're in the fold. He thinks you guys can form a pretty good 1-2 punch. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you talked to DeMarco much, and what do you think that dynamic between you two could be?
We were working out and on the field with the vets this week. You know, he's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? He helps me out if I ever have questions, and he works hard, so he's a great example.
Probably the guy most excited about it is Marcus, you know, having a good running game to kind of take a little pressure off him.
Yeah. But Marcus is a good dude. You know, he's always welcoming. Always ask me if have any questions, just ask, and always give me advice. He's a great leader of this team and a great player.
You mentioned dealing with pressure. I mean, obviously playing at Alabama, Heisman Trophy, yeah. National Championship. I mean, there's a lot of pressure that goes with that. I mean, do you think that prepares you well for life in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, but you just got to deliver. You got to be on your job and be a pro, make good decisions, come out here and work, take care of your responsibilities, just so you're good at what you do every day.